that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and we are excited. The school year has come to a close, and yet we are talking about school, and we're going to be talking about Palmetto Christian. And Joan Gore is the principal from over there at Palmetto Christian. One of the reasons I wanted to have them on is they just got accredited. And, of course, they're a growing school. They've only been in existence since 2008. They actually started with 36 students. You're up to 52. Congratulations. It's good to have you with us today, Joan.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that you invited me to be on.
Well, this is going to be fun to talk about.
Good.
You know, education is always something that we're all very, very interested in. And as we look at public schools, online schools, charter schools, this is just another homeschooling. This mm-hmm. is another avenue of education. And what sets Palmetto Christian Academy apart?
I think what sets us apart is our family atmosphere, our small class sizes, which we hope will grow a little larger, but not too much larger.
Now, kids in what age?
We have
group?
K-4 through 12. And yes. So obviously,
yeah,
if we have 52 students, they are small, intimate classes. But that's really very positive in that our teachers and our students really do have great relationships. We have relationships with the parents. People just feel, the comment I get most from new families or prospective families is that it feels like a very welcoming, warm, home-like place.
Sure.
So
you do things a little bit different over there, because actually this reminds me of going back to that one-room schoolhouse mm-hmm. Idea where we had all the kids in one big
right.
room.
Right.
Yes. I think when I was growing up, when we moved to Maine,
mm-hmm.
The last year of the one-room schoolhouse was up there in Maine, and I went down the hill. We lived on the hill, that's
okay.
what they called, and they sent us down to the hill after mm-hmm. that, so I never got the one-room schoolhouse.
Oh, no, okay.
But that was something we think of, good night, John Boy.
Yes, the Waltons.
The Waltons,
yeah,
yes.
I guess we could do that. Well, you know, I think there's a lot of benefit to the kind of situation we have at Palmetto Christian. We have a lot of interaction between our older and younger students in terms of we worship together in chapel on Friday mornings. They have lunch together. So they see each other and they get to know each other. The older
well,
kids.
Well, so many schools, though, we want to separate that.
Right. And they're separated in their classrooms, and they are in age-appropriate and grade-level classes. So we do have that. We do stress high academic standards, and we want to see the students succeed. But the relationships that they're able to establish between the ages and between the grade levels is very important. We have siblings that are at our school, and so they get to see each other during the school day. And that's just been a real plus for us, that parents can come and visit their students, their children at lunch, and they'll come and sit in on classes sometimes, and it's just a very open policy that we have.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be talking about Palmetto Christian Academy, the people that work out there, how they do their board out there. It's very interesting stuff we want to talk about. But first, Joan, you know, where are you from originally?
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania originally. That's where I was born and reared and was there till I was about 24 or 25.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Doesn't look like it's that long
Thank
ago,
you.
Although you do have a grandson, I see.
Here. I do. He's young. He's a baby.
But anyways, now where did you go to school?
Temple University for my undergraduate degree. And then when we moved to Due West, I received a master's in Christian education in 98 and then a master's in theological studies in 07.
Okay.
Oh, no, 04. I'm sorry, 04.
Okay. But before you even got down here to Due West,
mm-hmm.
You went to Temple University.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were growing up, what did you think you wanted to be?
Up until I think I was in high school, I wanted to be an optometrist. I'm not sure why. I never wore glasses. I never had been to an optometrist, but for some reason that intrigued me. And then that changed somewhere along the line. I think it was organic chemistry in the summer that did it to me. So I changed that career plan, and I ended up majoring in accounting. Haven't really ever functioned as an accountant anywhere, but I've worked for Social Security Administration, and also I was a office manager for a small scientific supplies company in another large town, Ringo's, New Jersey. So we've been all over the large town kind of thing.
All right. Now, where did you meet your husband?
We actually met, he was in seminary in Philadelphia at the time, and I was working part-time at a mortgage company, and so was he. And that's where we met.
And then he was in the Army, right?
Well, yeah, he, after he graduated from seminary several times.
My husband
is a very degreed, I guess. I don't think that's a word, but several master's degrees and a doctorate from Westminster Seminary in Philadelphia, and also a doctorate from Erskine Seminary now. But prior to that, after finishing school, he was a pastor of a small church in New Jersey, near Flemington, New Jersey. And he did that for about 7 or 8 years, and then we went active duty. He was in the National Guard as a chaplain in the New Jersey National Guard. And in January of 89, we went active duty with the Army. So we were stationed in Fort Dix for 3 years. Then he spent a year in Korea, and the kids and I stayed at Fort Dix. Then we went to Fort Monmouth for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Then we moved to Kansas, Fort Riley, Kansas, for 3 years. And then we moved from Fort Riley, Kansas to Due West. So we've been around a little bit.
Did you ever click your heels and say there's no place like home?
Yes. I have to say, I mean, Due West is a lovely community, and we've enjoyed our time there. And it really is, small town America. So it was a change for us. It was a little disconcerting. The very first day we moved there, we went to the post office, and the postmaster, she was a woman at the time, she said, "Oh, you must be the Gores." And I got a little paranoid. I was like, okay.
So how do you know this?
Yeah, I know. We quickly told our children to never do anything that they didn't want us to know about, because we would hear about it. So, but it's really been lovely. It's a great place to live.
Sure.
And raise children.
Sure, I bet it is.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
And it's a beautiful campus.
It
and
is.
Everything
beautiful
over there.
Campus. My husband teaches, is a professor of theology at the seminary.
So, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific. So now you worked here in Greenwood. What did you work for? Greenwood Christian for a while?
I taught first grade at Greenwood Christian, and then was also a elementary middle school principal for a year.
So how did Palmetto Christian come to be?
In the summer of 07, there was a group of parents that they saw a need for a school where the parents had input into the board and how the school was run, where high academic standards were maintained, where a lot was expected of students and of teachers. And so they decided that they would like to start a new school. At that time, I had resigned.
That's a huge
It really is. It is. And it was bathed in prayer. I mean, none of them took this lightly. This was something they really felt that the Lord was leading them to do. And actually, that's been the steering committee is what did all the legwork for this. And that was always the prayer, that if this is not what the Lord wanted, that all the doors would be closed. It would be very clear to us. And yet, that's not happened. And so we feel confident that this is a good thing to do. And we've had some successes, and it's been a good experience. But anyway, so those parents got together and decided they would like to start this kind of school. And at the time, I had was unemployed at the time. I had resigned my position. And so they asked if I would be willing to join them in helping to do this and to get this school started. And so my husband and I talked about it. We prayed about it. And we decided that, yes, we would join forces with these families, whom we knew and respected very much, and knew that they wouldn't do something like this lightly or frivolously.
Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Joan Gore. She is the principal over there at Palmetto Christian. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back. So don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Today we're talking about Palmetto Christian. And of course, they have just gotten certified. And that's a big deal.
Yes, it is. We're very excited. That was a long process, but we're very thrilled.
Now, what do you have to go through, just shortly, what do you have to go through?
There's a self-study involved where there are certain questions that you have to answer about yourself. You have to submit financial information and also curriculum guides, what you're teaching. And then you submit all the paperwork, then you have an on-site visit, and our visit was with a professor of education from USC and another woman who I believe also was an adjunct there, and then a headmaster of another South Carolina independent school. And they came and spent about half a day to three quarters of a day with us and interviewed our families and our students and our teachers and went through all of our paperwork and make sure everything was okay. And then the committee voted and we received accreditation. So we're very excited about that.
That's a big step forward.
It is a big step forward. Accreditation basically says you have outside confirmation that you are doing all the things you say you're doing. You know, for people that don't know us, that, you know, right. They have no reason to trust me right. or our teachers. So this is just an independent way of validating
it's
that what we're doing. It is. It's a stamp of approval saying, yes, we've met this criteria and we are, in fact, living up to what we're saying we're doing. So that's important.
Now, with 52 students, mm-hmm. though, that has to be a challenge when it comes to any sports
right.
or any activity. That makes it hard, doesn't it?
It does, and a lot of parents and students, you know, want to have high school sports and intramural sports, and with limited students, that's hard to do. We have offered cross-country since we've opened, though, so that's been exciting, and most of our high school students participate in that. Even the ones who never thought they would ever run in their lives, they seem to like cross-country now.
Right.
We've had a tennis club. We're trying to get bowling started. One nice thing about being a part of SCISA, and SCISA is the South Carolina Independent School Association, and even before we were accredited, we were members, and they offer a lot of opportunities for students to participate in sports, both team and individual sports. So by virtue of our association with them, you know, if we have a student that swims, he or she could participate in SCISA-sponsored meets. So it does open up some doors for us for students that have individual talents or not team sports necessarily. And even things like music, they have a music competition. Two of our students went there this year and both got gold medals. They were like excellent, which was great.
Right.
So they have all those activities that we can avail ourselves of. So that's been helpful to us as well.
Now, where exactly is the school, for those that don't know?
We're located on Deadfall Road. We actually rent facilities from Hyde Park Baptist Church. We are directly across from Northside Middle School and Marywood Elementary School. So,
you can hear the kids.
We can hear the kids, and we see their traffic, and we get in their traffic all the time, and so that's been, it's a great location. People see our sign all the time, so and that's been great. And the people at Hyde Park, it's just a wonderful group of people, and they've been very gracious to us. We rent facilities from them. We're not associated with any particular denomination or church, but they've been very gracious in allowing us a tremendous amount of access to their facilities.
Now, you're not associated with any church,
no.
But what does that mean as far as if somebody is coming to your school?
Okay. For students, we are a Christian school, and we do have a statement of faith that we publish on our website. It's primarily a Protestant evangelical statement of faith. But students and their parents don't necessarily have to ascribe to that. We ask them that they would understand, though, that that is the position from which we are teaching, and therefore that will influence how our teachers teach, what their students learn, and they just have to acknowledge, you know, understand and accept that these are the terms, if you will, of attending our school, what that means in terms of their education.
So I presume that means that, you know, if you do have a moment of prayer, you do that in
yes.
your school.
All
this
of,
isn't
yes.
like a public school
no.
where they don't, or the Pledge of Allegiance,
right.
things like that.
Exactly. All of our teachers, as a matter of fact, open classes with devotion or a prayer time for their students. Students are encouraged to pray. We have a chapel service every Friday morning where we invite local pastors, youth leaders, parents, missionaries. Sometimes our teachers lead it. Sometimes our students lead it. But it's all from certainly from an understanding that the Bible is the Word of God, and that He is the Creator of all things, and He is to be honored in that.
Sure. So how do you think? Do you think in today's world, are we seeing more private schools spring up?
You know, I'm not really sure about that. I know in that Christian schools there seems to be more of those. We're also associated with the Association of Christian Schools International, which is the largest accrediting agency for Christian schools. We hope to be accredited by them in the future as well. Their numbers are growing. And in the sense of yes, during this economy, there are a lot of schools that are losing students, but the need is still out there for Christian schooling, and parents see that, I think. Homeschooling is taking off. I mean, there are an awful lot of parents that are opting to homeschool for various reasons, not just religious reasons. So I think it's just becoming more attractive. I think in a school like ours, in our Christian school, you know, parents are welcome to be part of the educational process. We believe that parents have that ultimate responsibility to educate their children, and they're asking us to join with them. And I think more and more parents are taking that very seriously and wanting to be more and more involved in what goes on in the classroom at the school and feel like they have that input.
That's a little different than what we have seen with public schools. We've had so many children grow up with the parents saying, I'll just let the school take care of mm-hmm. that, and I won't get involved with that. And now, actually, we're having problems in our public schools because of that. We have a whole generation of kids that have grown up without that specific relationship with parent and teacher and child.
Right. And you know, I think a lot of that, well, there seems to be more demands on parents for their time, and
sure.
you know, with
kids,
exactly.
Yes, sure.
Kids are scheduled to death sometimes, and parents, you know, if you have both parents working and full time, and it's hard. I mean, I know as a working mom, when my children were going through school, it was hard to set that time aside to be involved in the kids' schooling and to know what was going on. But it's a sacrifice I think that we all have to make, and I think parents do to the best of their ability. What we try to do at Palmetto, and I think what helps that is we like to stay in contact with our parents and encourage them, and we send emails out all the time, and we do a lot of online stuff with them. You know, we have all sorts of families at our school. We have single parent homes. We have families where both parents are working outside the home. We have families where the mom might be staying home. So we have, you know, our school is a microcosm of society, I guess, in some sense,
sure.
in terms of the family makeup. And but we try to do as much as we can, so even those parents at single family moms or single parent homes or where both parents are working, to keep them informed, to make them feel welcome, to let them know they can contact the teachers at any time, they can contact the office, they can drop by if they have an afternoon off, you know, come over for lunch. And we have parents that do that make a special point to come over on, you know, maybe one day a week or you know, whenever they're able to spend
time. Is there
time.
Any particular day where lunch is particularly good over there?
Well, Taco Tuesday was a very popular day, so hopefully we'll continue that next year. So,
okay, Taco Tuesday. All right, keep that in mind, folks.
That's right.
All right. Well, we are here with Joan Gore. She is the principal over there at Palmetto Christian. Now, I did ask you earlier before we came on the air, I know there's another Palmetto Christian down there on the coast
yes.
in Charleston.
Yes.
Y'all are not related.
No, we are not related at all. No. They were there first.
Right.
So, but when the steering committee was coming up with a name, this was the name everybody agreed on. And so our official title is Palmetto Christian Academy of Greenwood. That's how we're incorporated. So it's just a lot to say. So we call it PCAG for short. So
now you have a website.
Yes, we do.
And the website is
www.pcagreenwood.org.
That's right. So if you've got questions or you want to check this out, you know, fall will be here before we know it.
I know. And we're still getting calls from parents. And so, yes, please visit the website. Our website has almost all the information you could possibly want on it.
And I guess if you wanted to talk to a human, though, I think you told me you were there 3 days a
week.
We
are three. We're here. Melissa Mack is the administrative assistant at the school. And we are there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to 3. And if that doesn't fit someone's schedule, we're flexible. We can be there pretty much any time.
That's great. All right. So did you give them the telephone number?
Area code 864-223-0391.
0391. Hey, it is about time for us to hear a word from South Carolina News. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Joan Gore from Palmetto Christian Academy. We're going to be taking any questions that you have, so if you'd like, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give us a call. South Carolina News is up. You're listening to WLMA, and don't forget, you can listen to us online at WLMA.net, streaming to computers but also to cell phones. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
It is I, Jimbo. Jimbo Hannon, that is. I'll be live Friday the 29th on the Meet Me at the Diner show. Yes, I'll be in Greenwood having an enlightening and interesting conversation with Ann Eller. Thanks, Greenwood, for tuning into my show, The Jimbo Hannon Show, weeknights at 10 p.m. And I look forward to being there live Friday, May 29th on Meet Me at the Diner, exclusively on WLMA 1350 AM.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Were you listening when South Carolina News was on today? Did you hear that Tim Scott quote from WLMA right here in Greenwood? That's right. You heard it, and I asked the questions, and they play it right down there on South Carolina News. So we're talking to Joan Gore, and somebody just called in and said, Joan, I don't see the school. Where is the school again?
It's at 308 Deadfall Road. We're directly across from Northside Middle School and Marywood Elementary School in Hyde Park Baptist Church. We rent facilities from the church, so that's where we are.
So if you see Hyde Park Baptist Church,
that's our parking lot, yes.
Okay, so that's all you got to look for, but as you said, it's right across the street.
Yes.
I've been there. It's really nice facilities.
Thank you. Yes, we're very pleased. It's been a real blessing to be there.
Sure. And, you know, I think one of the things I do want to say is we were there, not this year, last year. Mm-hmm. We came to your end of the year where you served dinner and everything, and you had a violinist playing, and, you know.
Yes. That was actually my daughter-in-law. So,
But, I mean, the bottom line I wanted to say is that you believe in doing things to the best of the ability.
Yes, we do. We do. Okay. Everything we do, we want to do excellently. We see, you know, we believe in that all things should be done to God's glory. And so when we do something, we do try to do it well.
Well, I think that is a good mantra to send people out into the world. We need people who want to do things to the best of excellence.
Yes, right.
To the best of excellence. And of course, your kids there are doing very well. You've had some graduates.
We have. We had one graduate our first year, and she went to Covenant College out in Tennessee, or actually Georgia, Lookout Mountain. She's now at USC in the nursing program. Our second year, we doubled our graduating class. We had two. Not many schools can say they've doubled their graduating class, but we did. And it was interesting, one girl went to USC and the other went to Clemson. So we covered both bases of the state rivalry.
And how are they doing?
Excellent. They're doing very, very well. They are. They're doing very well. And, you know, they both chose rather large schools after going to such a small school, and they really are. They're succeeding, and they love it. So they certainly felt like they were prepared for that. And then this year, one of our students, graduates, is going to Lander, and then our other is going to Lee University in Tennessee. And he was actually, Josh Leone, he was actually an international student. We did receive credit or certification through CVIS, International Students. I just sort of lost all train of thought there. Anyway, so we are certified to accept international students, and he came to us from, he's Honduran, but he was living in Morocco at the time, and he wanted to finish up his education in the States and then go on to college here, and so he did very well. So we're very proud of him as well. So.
Wow. So from the lower level, from the K-4 and up, though, those classes are a little larger.
Yes, they are. Actually, first grade won the prize this year. They were the largest class. We had 12 students in that class this year, 11 boys and one very brave girl. And she just...
Well, you ought to have a heck of a basketball team.
I know. And, you know, when we had our red-blue games at the end of the year, one of our competitions was basketball. And some of those kids have a pretty good shot. So we're looking at our first JV team, I think, coming coming up for us, yes.
That's great. So, now, how many teachers do we actually have?
We have 15.
15 teachers.
Yes, we do.
That's a huge staff.
That is
actually,
a huge staff.
For 52 students?
It is. It's quite large, which is, it helps us with our small teacher-student ratio. We have... And our faculty is just tremendous. They are the hardest working people I know. They love the school. They've sacrificed to be there. But they love the school. They love the students.
They're probably not making the big bucks.
No, they're not. That's something we would like to change.
Sure.
But for right now, as we're growing, and the beauty of it is they are willing to make the sacrifice right now. We don't want to be in the position where we have to continue to ask them to make that sacrifice.
Sure.
So the goal is to grow some more and also to, as Scripture tells us that the man is worthy of his hire or woman. But this is a labor of love for everybody involved, from the steering committee that started this to the faculty we have now to our parents. They love our school. We love our school. And it really is a labor of love.
Yes, it shows. It does. Shows. Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, part of the beauty of it.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that I did want to cover is that your board and how you put it together, it's a little different the way most schools are put together.
It is. And that was one of the things, the concerns of the steering committee. They wanted a school where the board was responsive to parents and also elected by parents. So 2/3 of our board are parents of full-time students, and they are elected by the parents. So we have at our last PTA meeting of each year, we have board elections, and that's how 2/3 are on the board. I'm really having a problem with that. The other 1/3 of the board are usually business community members who have a love for Christian schooling and have some expertise or just desire to serve in this kind of setting. But the election of the board by the parents, I think, is unique, and it just gives our parents the sense of being part of the school from the top to the bottom. Our board meetings are always open. Parents are invited to attend, and usually the board chair does invite at least one parent representative each time to kind of give the board a sense of, the pulse of the school, what they like, what they don't like, what they think we need to change, what they think we're doing well. We do an annual survey as well to get that information. But parents, I think, really do genuinely feel, and they are welcome to be at the board meetings if they want to sit through them. They can come and they can bring up issues as well. I mean, we do have a chain of command, as it were, if there are concerns or grievances to go through, but once they get to that level, then they are welcome to be on the board. They're just asked to give us notice and tell us, when they'd like to be there.
Sure.
So
parents are definitely involved.
Yes.
Hands-on.
Very much.
Now, in some of the larger schools, that doesn't happen. I don't think as much.
I don't think as much anymore either. And I guess for a lot of reasons, for security reasons, for just space reasons. We're blessed. We have a huge multi-purpose building that's a gym and a stage and a cafeteria and all that. And so, we could have every parent come and have lunch with us on a given day as long as they give us notice. And we have the space. So, I guess there are a lot of reasons. I'm not really sure of all the whys and wherefores
why
they don't. But where we are, it's a definite plus that parents are welcome.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as the school continues to grow, you may have some of those issues, right?
We may. And that's one of the things that we know, that keeping that sense of family is, we're just going to have to be very intentional about doing that and work hard at maintaining that. We may get to the point where we have to separate our chapel or have different lunch times, but then at that point we'll have to make sure to have other activities where our students are coming together, our families are coming together. So,
well, that's terrific. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. I just want to bring up, while we have Joan here, that you can go to our silent auction right there on sharpfacetsgallery.com. A lot of items that we put up for the Humane Society will be finishing up today and tomorrow at the latest. So go there, bid on them. 20% of whatever we get for these items will be given to the Humane Society. That's part of our deal to help out the Humane Society this week. So if you go there, Sharp Facets Gallery, you'll see in big letters items that are specifically for the Humane Society. So check that out. Don't forget, price of gold, price of silver, still doing well. Need to come see us today. Who knows what next week will bring, but this week so far has been good. I am Ann Eller right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be back.
Just the way you look tonight.
There are precious times in life never to be forgotten. Times such as graduations, engagement, our wedding days, anniversaries, and the birth of a child. Times in our lives when everything just seems simpler. A time when we want to give a gift that will last a lifetime. Visit us at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have the treasured pieces to light the way. The pieces that will be forever treasured and a beautiful reminder of a lovely memory. Let us help you find your treasure. Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass, 229-6613.
The educational aspects and what sets Palmetto Christian Academy. I mean, education. Are we looking at education that prepares them for the world? Are we looking at an education that shelters them from the world? What are we looking at over there, Joan?
We are striving to educate our children to be prepared for the world. We want them to be able to think. We want them to be able to analyze, to be critical thinkers, to understand what they believe and why they believe it. We don't want our students going out at any age, going out and being baffled
blind.
Or blind or confounded by the things they're finding in society. They are exposed to these things now. They're on Facebook. They go to movies. You know, they have friends.
TV.
They have television.
Wienergate.
All those, yes, wonderful politicians. So they're exposed to all of this now. And they need to be able to think these things through. We're not about everyone has to go through their own faith journey, and you know, you, at some point in your life, it's not just I believe this because mommy and daddy told me this is right. You must believe it, and we want them to be able to reason and think and to again make wise choices, but know why they're making them. If they don't agree with something, well, why isn't it right? If they have questions about something, they should feel free to ask them. Especially in our environment, we want to all have that safe, open environment where they can ask these questions, where they're not just festering or they're not just pushing them back until they leave mom and dad's house and then just break bad. You know, I mean, that's not what we want. We want them to be prepared when they leave the safety of our school and their homes to be firm and strong in what they believe and what they know. So it's we can't separate the Christian from it. We teach from a Christian worldview. We believe that's true. We want our students to adopt that. But again, that's something they have to come to, but we want to give them all the tools they need and the logical thinking skills to do that. So, and that's what we're doing.
Now, you say all your textbooks are not necessarily...
No, they're not all Christian publishers. They're excellent. We try to find, I can't sit here and say we went through every textbook publisher out there because we still wouldn't have a school then. But we tried to find some of the best works that we could. So they're not all Christian publishers. We have, history books from, I think, Macmillan, and I forget all the publishers we're using. But the thing is that... if we're spoon feeding a Christian world and like view to these kids, they're not going to get it. You know, if all we're giving them is a textbook that says, you know, this is here and God said this and this is true. Yes, it may be true, but that's really not helpful to them in the sense of being able
to
counteract.
World, we have to be able to analyze.
Right, exactly.
And I think we have raised a whole generation of kids that can't analyze
right.
a lot of things.
Right. And we want them to be able to. So they're being exposed in a safe environment with teachers that are well grounded in their faith and in their worldview to answer these questions and to help them think through these things. Ultimately, they will come to their own decisions, but we're giving them those tools that they're going to need.
Well, back in the old days, we used to have ethics and we used to have morals.
Yes, we did. And we actually teach ethics at our school. So both as a specified class and also just in general. I mean, our students and our faculty we expect we expect our students to treat each other with respect, mm-hmm. and our faculty, where our faculty is to treat our students with respect, to apologize when they're wrong, to admit when they're wrong, to repent, all those things. We have high standards for our students and our faculty, and our parents even, and that's
what we're
about. We, you know, ethics is not just out there. It's what we do every day and what the choices that we make. And so from a very young age, you know, if our students do something that's wrong, or they decide to break a rule, or they decide to be disobedient, that is their choice and they have to accept the consequences. But we're not just about consequences. We want them to understand why it was wrong, that they do need to ask for forgiveness. And then for the person who was offended or harmed in some way, that forgiveness needs to be granted. So all those issues and lessons that they have to learn, we try to do that every day, and how we deal with discipline issues, how we deal with games and playtime, all of those things. All of this is done as consistently as we're able.
Sure. Now, one of the things that I did want to bring up that mm-hmm. I think is a real plus, you have lunch and then you have recess.
Yes, we do. We have recess.
We do. Kids need recess.
Yes. I don't know how students can't have recess. I mean, the teachers would go crazy if nothing else, and they need that outlet. And we do have recess every day. And inside when it's nice, I mean, when it's not so nice, and outside in the playground when it's lovely weather. So.
Sure, and that allows them to run around.
Oh, yes, they do.
And get some of that energy so they can settle down again.
Yes, they do, and that's all ages. So our recess is for K-4 through 12. So oftentimes they'll play together, and then when they're playing some games, you know, they'll be separate, but like soccer or, you know, kickball
sure.
and things like that. So they play a lot of the, you know, regular recess kind of games, so
yeah, you know,
it's a lot of fun.
I think that's great, but I do think that that's quite often missing. Now, what about how are your students graded as far as not only from Palmetto Christian,
mm-hmm.
but across our nation as far as being SATs?
Okay, I mean, our students take the SAT. We also take a standardized test every year. This year, it was the Stanford Achievement Test, which is a nationally recognized test. In terms of our high school students, we follow the South Carolina Uniform Grading Scale. So, our students have done very well. You know, our latest round of Stanford test, we have a small number, so it's hard to, you know, but they're all above the national averages and doing all those things that we want them to do. So we do evaluate that. And again, they take the SAT, they take the PSAT. So our students are
doing well.
Doing well.
I mean,
and
that's a question. If
yes,
I'm
it is.
In,
sure.
And bring my child to your school,
right.
I want to know that they're able to compete.
And that, yes, and they are. As I, you know, our graduates that are in college now are doing very well. And sometimes we've had parents that have moved and taken their children, and they've done well.
They took them.
I know. It's
Isn't
like,
that
wait,
amazing?
I know. We're like, well, wait, maybe they could just stay with us. you could come visit. No, but yes, they have, you know, removed their children for that reason, and they've done well in their new schools. And we've also had some parents that decided this wasn't the school for them, and the students have done well. Yes.
So that's, well, that's important. And so if you would like to check out Palmetto Christian Academy, what's the website again?
The website is www.pcagreenwood.org, and our phone number is 864-223-0391.
So give them a call over there. Check it out. If you're looking for a place that you can be part of the school, which I think is so important, right?
As
a parent,
yes.
You can be part of the school.
We encourage that.
And as a child, you'd like to see your child grow and develop. And, you know, as parents, we do have an obligation to find the best place that we can to
mm-hmm.
to grow our children.
Right. Yes, we do.
All right. We just had a call. Tiffany Steelman. I like the sound of your school programs, but unfortunately, I have to consider costs. Can you give an idea of costs?
Yes. Our tuition ranges from, for half-day kindergarten, it's $26.25 up to $5,700 for high school students. $5,700. What did I say?
I thought it sounded like $55,000.
Okay. Oh, no.
$5,700
We'd have a really big building if it was that. $5,700 a year for high school, so there is a scale. One thing, though, that our board is very committed to is having up to 10% of our income, our resources, be used for financial aid. And so parents can go to our website and apply for assistance. And if they qualify, you can qualify for up to 50% of the tuition.
So up to half.
Yes, up to half. So we do try to do that. We try to make this affordable for as many parents as possible, and we have a broad spectrum of economic situations at our school, of families, of
sure.
means and of not so great means. And so we do try to encourage that.
Now, do they have to pay this all up front, or can
No,
they...
we have 10 and 12 month payments that we work out. We do prefer like having an automatic withdrawal from your account, but we'll also, if that doesn't work out for you, we make other arrangements, but they can pay over 10 months or 12 months.
So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, but it starts at for half school.
Half day K-4 is $2,625, and then it goes up to $5,775 for high school. And again, all this information is on our website. Our website, one of our parents has managed that for us and has just done a phenomenal job, and it has pretty much everything you need to know. We still want to have phone calls and visits, but if just to get some preliminary information. So our calendar's on there, our tuition is on there, links to RenWeb. We have an online school management program. We're associated with Seven Star Academy, which is an online school, so our students are able to take AP courses, and they could take Chinese if they wanted. I just haven't been able to talk somebody into it yet. So we have a lot of opportunities for them. I mean, the Seven Star, our partnership with them has just been very helpful to us in being able to offer those classes that we wouldn't be able to as a smaller school.
Absolutely. You know, I think Palmetto Christian, you really have parents. The steering committee that started the mm-hmm. school really had a vision, and they've been able to carry out that vision. And I think in today's economy, that's a terrific thing.
Yes, yes. It's been a wonderful thing and a real blessing to see how the Lord has just continued to grow us and bless us.
That's right. So now, again, where is that location?
308 Deadfall Road, directly across from Northside Middle School and Marywood Elementary School in Hyde Park Baptist Church.
That's right. When you see Hyde Park Baptist Church, you're there.
Right. And exactly.
And the telephone number, one more time?
864-223-0391.
Okay. With Joan Gore, it has been terrific to have you sit down and talk about Palmetto Christian. It's a small school, but it's got a big heart, and
yes.
It's got a lot going on.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's right. They just got accredited this year. They are thrilled. Why don't you check out Palmetto Christian at pcagreenwood.org. That's
mm-hmm.
right. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. And if you'd like to go by and visit them, don't hesitate. That's what they're there for. In the summer, they're working 3 days a week. Hey, I'm glad to see that other people work the type of schedule here. Joan, thanks so much
Thank
for being
you.
Here today.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate it.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.